Hi, everyone. We're reunited and it feels so good.
It's the both of us. 1 week you hear one, the next week you hear the other.
This week, happy November.
I'm all last week. I was like, yeah, y'all's on vacation. To
where I know.
I was like, y'all's on vacation.
She was on vacation, guys.
Yeah, a home vacation. I'm sick. Can you hear that I'm congested in my nose area?
Yes, she should probably have a mask on because I'm right across from her.
Seriously, I probably won't be able to get you sick. Roman is the problem. He got me sick. He's the problem.
Wow.
He got the whole house sick. Logan got him sick. It's just, everybody That's just disturbing. Has a cold.
I'm going to just take NyQuil tonight. It knocks out everything.
I'm so upset that I can't take that. I'm only limited to certain things that I could take. Like, I had a sore throat on Friday, and I had to call my son's doctor to make sure I could take Motrin because, you know, when you're pregnant, you can only take Tylenol, and Tylenol does not work. I don't even know why they're still in business. It don't
work when you are pregnant, when you're not pregnant.
Yeah.
It don't do anything at all.
Why are they still in business? Right, yeah, Motrin. I came home to the Motrin.
Don't they got baby Motrin?
This is for me.
Right, but if you can't take regular Motrin, you can take baby Motrin.
That's supposed to help me?
Yeah, we were all babies at one point.
I'm a grown woman. I need a higher dosage. Like,
in my work.
My ibuprofen in the room is 800 milligrams. I took one and it knocked it right on out.
So you could take it?
Yeah, she gave me a list of medications that I could take. So I took the ibuprofen, so I felt good. But, like, I wish I could take NyQuil because I would be decongested by now.
It's right by the bedside.
I know. I got like three in the cabinet.
As soon as you get a little sniffle,
you drink it and it knocks it right out. But the only thing is, I wouldn't be able to hear when my son was crying. Because I literally be knocked out. You
be knocked out.
I don't even know when I fall asleep. Because
Chris told me I took it and that was it. Like 8 o'clock. See you tomorrow. Like that's it. It really knocks you out. Or if I take a Benny, you take a Benadryl, you be knocked out. A Benny.
Why would she just call this medication a Benny? I can't.
That's the street name. People really be getting high off that. I mean, not I got a job. But you really can get high off Benadryl. Don't tell it to your kids, guys. Don't try it at home.
Oh, my God.
Don't try this at home.
Oh, my God. Anyway, so happy November. Did I say it already? But okay, happy November because
this is ridiculous.
This is like probably my second favorite month. Well, October's my favorite, duh. November because Thanksgiving. Hello! A grub, grub, grub.
So, like, how does this is my first year having like a legit job? So, you get off for Thanksgiving Day, that's it.
Yeah, go back to work the next day.
Oh, I'm gonna be sleepy. Like, what do you mean? They should at least give us like half day Wednesday, Thanksgiving Thursday, no work Friday, come back Monday.
That's how it is for Christmas. So like Christmas Eve, you get a half day,
and then you don't Christmas on Thursday. No, yeah, right.
I don't know.
This year, something like that. So then you don't come the day after Christmas either.
No, I don't think so.
Watch my job.
I'm there all the time, so.
Right. Yours is different.
But yeah, that's how it is.
You get a half Christmas day. Christmas is on a Thursday. So Christmas Eve, you get a half day. No work on Christmas. And then
You have to go to work on Christmas Eve?
I don't know. That's a great question as well. You gotta get things together for your family.
Listen.
A half day. So you coming in from 9 to 12? Or what's the half day? Or like 9 like to 8 1?
To 12. The job will probably have a set time that they close. So the job may shut down at 1. So everybody go home at 1. So,
yeah.
I mean, if you're hourly, then you need to be there your normal time. If you're salary, then you salary don't really gotta
don't
go
matter. Right. It don't matter for me. I'm going to just say I'm there and be like, oh,
right. You really don't got to go there.
Because you get paid regardless. So.
Right, yeah. So
I guess it really don't matter in my case, actually.
Yeah.
Oh. Great conversation. Because it don't matter for me.
Get there. Yeah. You, whatever. Yeah. Yep.
This is weird. Yeah, I don't think I want to go to work the next day.
Why should you?
I don't want to go. Like, you don't feel like getting up. Plus, you'll probably be up all night Christmas. Like, who
right,
feels
yeah.
like waking up
and then you,
six,
yeah,
something?
You talking and laughing with your family.
You don't want to go to sleep?
Right.
Well, how's that going to work if Chris is in Florida?
Mm. Go where?
To Florida to see his mom.
Why?
Because then he got work. Unless he take off Friday, be there the whole weekend. I'm going too. We out. Not that she invited me. I'm going to just show up like, Merry Christmas! Merry Christmas!
Oh my.
Yeah, I like Christmas. We're going to get a little tabletop tree. No need to get a real tree.
Well, where's that going to fit? We can't have real trees here anyway, so we're going to get a fake one. Yeah. You know, I plan on rearranging my house by Christmas comes anyway.
You want to get a little tree.
Yeah, I just need a tree to put Roman stuff under. It's not going to be, like, huge, but, like, one of those little Walmart trees that we can reuse.
That's like this.
Oh, a little higher. Well, yeah, I want it to be, like, a little higher. And then maybe Christmas, no, maybe the first week of December, maybe we'll decorate or something. I don't know. Right. And then Roman will crawl out. Hopefully he's crawling by then. And he'll be overwhelmed.
Crawl out.
Then he'll be, like, overwhelmed.
He's not going to care.
He's not. That's why I'm not going to allow. He doesn't.
But next year.
Yeah.
He'll know.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But anywho. So Halloween was on Friday. That's like my second favorite holiday. I don't know. My birthday's obviously a holiday. Then Thanksgiving. But then, I meant then Halloween. Because I just love Halloween. It's just so much fun and creativity.
Yeah.
And then Thanksgiving is like the grub.
And then Christmas. I love Christmas. It's beautiful.
I guess. I don't know. Christmas isn't just really, I don't know.
I like my birthday, Christmas, and like 4th of July.
Yeah, I love 4th of July.
Yeah, I don't know.
But
well, Halloween is like different. Like, I mean, I dressed up for work, but like if I wouldn't have to dress up for work, like I wouldn't have dressed up. Like, I don't know. Maybe. If I was going to like Halloween. A party, not to just be walking around my house.
Well, you know, you have to definitely be seen. That's the point. You gotta be seen. Next year falls on a Saturday, so I'm trying to get it popping. I'm gonna take my son trick or treating at like 5, done at 7, take a nap, hit it.
That's decent. It's on a weekend. It's gonna be all these parties. Watch.
I know. I'm gonna be the only one in there not dressed like a slut.
Yeah, I'm not dressing like a sexy kitty. Like, people kill me. Like, happy Halloween. Like, why your boobs out? I'm a naughty nurse for Halloween. No, you look disgusting. You need to dress like a freaking, dress like a cardboard box. Like, dress like something funny. I saw this couple, they were dressed like the couple from Up. The old people.
I never saw Up. But we know that you like that movie.
That's my movie. It was the cutest thing I've ever seen. Like, they really... Did you see... Sorry, y'all. I have to show her this picture. This boy, this little boy dressed up as Lieutenant Dan. Like, from Forrest Gump. Like, people was really into it. No,
people was very creative. Like, Blue and Beyonce was very cute.
That was. The Michael Jackson and then the... she was, like, Frida Kahlo. And Jay-Z was... some other painter man, and like Blue was like their daughter. It was cute.
Yeah, they looked very, very cute.
And then this other baby, he had bottles on deck. He was in the club.
That's cute.
I was cracking up on Instagram.
Like, it was and my really favorite. One of my favorites were the Kermit T.
Yeah,
the
with
Kermit,
the baby.
Yeah, that was funny. You know, that was hilarious.
All the ones with babies.
Like, the Drake one was funny too.
Yeah, they were. It's just people were real.
Where
creative.
Did you find that outfit from?
People were real creative, and then he all.
But like, that's exactly outfit that he
and
had
that's
on.
Exactly how he be when he walking. Like, where'd you find that? You just cut a piece of like yellow, like the little block right there.
It looks so. But then he looks like Drake too.
Like, I was just like,
Drake reposted it, but I would have been cracking up. No. Like, that's funny.
People's costumes were legit, like, so creative.
Some I loved Rihanna's.
Yeah, Rihanna's was good.
And then Iggy's was kind of like, when she did the white chicks thing, that was kind of like a
And then she did the Dalmatian one.
Right. Yeah. And then Kim as Anna Wintour. That was
I was cracking up that when she dressed in North like Andre Leon Talley because he wears those big capes. Right. And his hair was like, her hair was like gray. I'm like, yo, what? Why would you dress her like Andre Leon Talley? It was hilarious. Like, it
but
was
then she really looked like Anna too.
Yes, she legit looked like, because Anna Wintour, all she do is a bang and a bob. Like, in her little suits. Like, that's all she ever wears.
No, yeah, like, they she looked just cute. Like them. And then, like, the little skunk on the loose with her, North and yeah, Penelope. And then Axel, that's Fergie's. And, what's his name? The guy from, yeah, Life, Life How We Know It.
Josh DeMille.
Yeah, yeah, Josh, right. DeMille. Mm-hmm. They were all the little skunkies. P.U.
P.U.
And then, who else was a little Kim. Well, did y'all see that picture? Okay, why is her daughter walking?
How old is she? Her daughter. What? Like, 3 months? Like, how old did she just have her?
Like, when... Okay, I saw the picture, and I'm like... My first thing was like, oh my gosh, she's younger than my son. Because the picture, she was walking. Did she have her in July or in June?
I feel like she had her last week. she had her in, like, July. How you walking at 3 months? That's not her.
And then I put the picture in our group chat. So my friend goes, girls walk faster than boys.
7 months? It's no way. It's no way she's walking.
I mean, all right, you know, most
okay, kids, like, girls start walking at, like, eight, nine months. Boys, like, 10, maybe 12. But her, look, Kim's daughter, like, 3 months old. That doesn't make any sense.
When she said that, I was cracking.
Girls started walking faster. From what? Birth, like, what? She just had
it looked
her.
Like she was, like, boom.
No, she legit just had her. I feel like she can stand, because she had on, hard bottom shoes, so maybe she just had her standing.
But how
still,
could
she still could stand good.
Very,
she only had about one heel.
Right. That's what I was saying. Because I'm like, is she holding something? No. There's not air. It's on the other side.
Yeah, she only
Kim.
Had about one hand. That's ridiculous.
She not playing.
That was a, she has somebody standing in for her daughter. That's not her daughter. Like.
Right. You think that? Like, that's
that can't be her daughter. She literally had her in, like, July. Even if she had her in June, that's still 4 months. Like, that still don't make sense.
If Roman was she walking now at 5 months, that would scare me. It's like a little Chucky doll.
Yeah, she had a double. I don't think that was her.
Royal ring.
Yeah, they were little bees.
Like, it was cute, but how you walking?
Yeah, that was weird. I wonder if somebody said something. But I didn't see anybody say anything
because people
about...
people probably don't even remember, like, oh, yeah, she probably had her last year. Like, no, she just had her.
Right, because, you know, people just popping out the baby.
Yeah, she just had her this summer.
That's weird. But we got to... I'm sure you saw the Ray Rice thing, right?
Oh, the people acting like the
Why
costumes?
Would you dress like him? Like, no, why?
Like, I didn't think it was funny, but I knew somebody was going to do it because people are so stupid.
But multiple people. No, wasn't just one. It was, like, a lot of people. And then it was a little kid that did it.
So, did people use, like, dolls or they had legit people that acted like the girl?
No, they had dolls. Like, a little boy, he had to be, like, 7. He was Ray Rice and he was carrying a doll. That's inappropriate.
That's not funny.
You're promoting to him domestic right. violence.
And
that's
their parents
not
probably
funny.
All like, aha, Jaquan, take a picture. Like, no.
These were white people.
Yeah, they don't
the white
care.
People that did the blackface, you know.
Yeah, they don't care.
Why?
They probably thought it was just funny. Like, they don't. They probably don't even care that Ray Rice got in trouble for knocking his fiance. Like, they probably just be like, ah, ha, ha, you wanna dress like a woman beater.
Why is that funny,
But that's,
though?
Like, not funny at all. I would never... Let my son dress like no freaking no.
That shouldn't
either.
Even be a costume. Number one, it was such a big controversy.
Yeah.
Number two is domestic violence. Number three is not right. Number four,
it's not funny.
Right?
Like, now
why
the costume? That was funny.
I didn't see that.
The boy dressed like Lupita with the green.
Oh yeah, no,
Oscar.
Yeah, that was. I thought you said Peter. Like
that
the,
was
the
funny.
No fur.
No, that was funny.
No, like, yeah, that was funny.
That was legit funny. Chris was like. Because he looked like her.
And then he had the hip.
But who made that dress thing? Like, it legit looked just like it.
They went in because somebody had the black backdrop.
Yes, somebody had the fake Oscar. Like, how you find a fake Oscar trophy? No, legit. It looked just like her. No, seriously.
Why would you let your son dress as a girl?
If she saw that, she was probably
That's either, like my son dressed like a princess.
Yeah, she was either probably real mad or she was probably cracking up. I would laugh, probably.
No, yeah, that was funny.
Yeah, I would laugh.
No hard feelings, like, right?
He was all like smiling from ear to ear. Like,
yeah, no hard feelings. That was funny. I think I would laugh if I was her. Right?
I don't know. I don't know how her personality is. She probably did laugh. She seems funny. I guess. I don't know. I'm acting like I know her.
She seems funny. Like, yeah, I don't know.
I never even seen 12 Years of Sleep. I don't know how she is.
It's okay.
Oh, okay. I didn't see it.
I don't know. But anywho. So, Keisha Cole. Did you see that video?
Well, she deleted She was it. On a piano.
Yeah.
I mean, I only saw a little, like, a snippet. It was on Facebook, and I watched it. It was for, like, 5 seconds. But why was she...
What is wrong with her?
Why was she doing
that? She's somebody's mother. And then it was like... First of all, I hate when people put stuff on Instagram and then delete it. What's the point of that?
If you want to put it on there, leave.
Right, because you sat there. First of all, don't nobody just automatically post something.
You gotta write a post.
Right. You take the time to write the caption, do a hashtag, tag whoever you want.
Then post it.
And then post it. So it take about a good 5 minutes to post something. And then you just going to delete it. Like, and then she posted two of them and then she deleted it. Like, what's the point of that? Why was she?
So she go with Burmy.
She go with Burmy. You know, she was. Remember, she got in trouble because she was. Yeah. She went to jail for fighting a girl over him. Now she dancing on, grinding on a piano for him. I ain't got the time.
He was like there, like sitting there, or like she recorded it and then like was gonna give it to him or something.
I don't know. I thought he was sitting at the computer, at the piano, and she was on top of the piano. You know. I don't know. But she's a hot mess. Maybe they don't show it playing on the show.
Yeah, she need to be concentrating on this music career of her. I put in quotes because she fell off.
Well, what's the new song with her and Daniel that everybody was talking about her son?
Mm-hmm.
It was like, what's it don't called? It's something me. Part two. I don't know. I liked Keisha.
I did. I liked her too, but.
I don't know. I forget
when her show come on. I can't wait.
I don't know, because, but I saw the preview the other day for Nellyville, and all he's doing getting out of bed. What's the song? One of his songs. I don't know. He getting out of bed and take his shirt off or something, look out the window, and it was like Nellyville.
Nellyville. What in the world is this about? Then Miss Jackson on there, y'all know she done been around the bush, like Floyd Mayweather. She messed with Drake. And now she go with Nelly, like, shoot me, stop.
Right, Miss Jackson.
When that come on?
Miss Jackson, if you nasty, I don't know.
Sometime this month.
No, yeah, it does come sometime.
Probably like next week or something. Or this week, I don't know.
I'm going to be watching it. Maybe I'll watch it to tell y'all how it is. But that'd be the only reason.
He need money. That's maybe what I'm saying. Like the first all these five celebrities are getting shows because they need money.
Right. I was looking at the Flex and Shanice one.
I mean, I watched it because, I mean, I like Flex from 101.
Shanice. But that was a few years ago, Aaliyah.
It was.
You should have lost touch with Flex Washington.
And because everybody say that Chris looks like him because they got the same haircut. So I know what Flex and Shanice got that song. Wait, no.
I don't know how to dance her.
She was like out in the 80s or something. Anyway, they broke. Like, they filed bankruptcy and all this other stuff. And his, like, cousin and her cousin and uncle all live in a house. Plus, they got two kids. He work at some factory or something. And she be trying to get...
He work at a factory?
Yes, overnight.
Well, and what she happened? Trying to get,
she be, like, singing in the club and stuff. Like, they really don't got money. I mean, they got enough money to have their house, though. So
the house big?
Yeah. It's, like, 8 people living in it. Do they live in Atlanta? I don't know. Probably. But, like, they be showing him something with boxes. Like, he do something overnight. Some type of, like, warehouse work. And she gets gigs here and there. And then he did stand-up. He was like, this is my first time doing stand-up in 20 years. He's not like a stand-up comedian. Like,
why? What happened to his agent?
Mike Epps and like Eddie Murphy, how they can do both. Like, he's just legit an actor. He's not like a stand-up comedian. Because I was watching the stand-up and it's not funny. I don't know what happened.
Well, why can't he call his agent? He was funny.
He is funny. One-on-One was a good show. But what was he in after that?
What was Kyla in after that, too?
She needs a show as well.
She was in the game. No. The Love.
Yeah.
Happily Ever. No. Yes. That BET. Y'all know what show I'm talking about. It came more after the game.
The BET show. Yeah, she was in it. Mm-hmm. What is it called?
I don't know. I didn't watch it either. Right. I know.
Something with love.
Let's stay together.
Yeah. I'm on. Something with love. There you go. Kyla was in Let's Stay Together. There you go. Flex. It's sad. Like, that's a real behind. That's a real show. Because he really was like, how you...
101 was popular.
He was like, how are people supposed to react when, you know, they find out you're a broke celebrity? Like, they don't go together. Like,
right, broke and
celebrity, that doesn't, like, mix. So I'm just like, dang, like, you can really fall off. And he was talking about, like...
Well, what happened after this show? Like, after, something
I only caught, like, the last half hour. I'm sure the beginning of their show, he you know,
discussed. What show was coming on?
Yeah, because they come up with like Dion's Family Playbook, all them. Yeah,
Oprah is the only person that care.
Oprah care about everybody. Deion Sanders got a show on OWN. They got a show on OWN. Like,
I was saying when I was at my mother in law's house over the weekend, I was just like, reality TV is really our future, unfortunately. Yeah. Like, it's some really good shows on. And I don't really care for reality TV. I only watch The Kardashians and, like, the Love and Hip, the VH1 shows. And then that's it.
I watch everything. Like, everything.
I can't. I miss
reality TV, like, all that.
Like, I like TLC. But I just can't. I don't know.
Oprah has good shows on, though.
Yeah,
like, Where Are They Now? That's a really good show. Because you'll really be wondering, like, where are they near?
Aaliyah, you know what? And we're moving
no,
on.
No, seriously.
What?
She be telling. She goes back on people that you haven't seen in, like, 20 years. Like, it's so, it's really captivating. And it's really nice to see.
Pause. I was watching.
See where they are.
I was at my girlfriend's house over the weekend. She was watching R&B Divas. That's I never saw that show.
Was she watching the one with Mila or she was watching the one with Kiki and all them? With Kiki Wyatt?
The one with Little Mo. Which one is it?
Oh, that's R&B Divas Atlanta. Okay. But
that girl got a very annoying voice.
Michelle A.
Yes! But she needs to, if she sang, if she talk, sing. Right, if she talked the way she sang, she'd be in great shape.
No.
Her voice is completely different.
Yeah,
what
and Shantae saying. Moore and all that. I like the one with Selena Johnson and Kiki Wyatt. Kiki Wyatt could sing. Okay. Yeah, R&B Divas. I like that show too.
No, I don't watch it.
And that's the one Latavia from Destiny's Child. They kept trying to get her to sing, but she really can't sing.
Oh, they were trying to play her.
Yeah, that's why she was like, I mean, she was in Destiny's Child, but she ain't
sing. She was in like, very bad.
Girl. Yeah, they be like, Latavia, sing something. She be like, birds flying high. Like, Latavia, stop singing that Nina song.
Are they so cool?
You don't know nothing about. Nah.
Oh, that's what she said on the show?
Yeah. I mean, she got fired. She ain't even know. She showed up this Do Say My Name video, and it was like, you fired. And that's when they got Farrah.
Right.
But Farrah got called in, like, the day of.
Oh.
That's very shady. Like, you didn't even tell me I'm fired. Nah. She was like, I showed up on set, and they told me I was fired.
And that was the last time she talked to her?
Yeah.
Same under, same. What was that? 2000.
Like you ain't. But that, were they friends?
They was cool, but it was like she said, like it was cliques. It was like Beyonce and Kelly, and it would be like Latavia and Latoya.
Right, yeah,
but
yeah.
But Latoya and Beyonce still cool because Latoya like quit on her own. Like she didn't really get fired. But Latavia got fired because like I guess her and Beyonce didn't really get along like
that. Yeah, I mean you could tell that it was cliques.
Yeah.
I mean they had reality TV back then, but you could tell.
Yeah, that's how it was. It was like Beyonce and Kelly, Latavia and Latoya. Yeah. She's like, I showed up for Say My Name video, and the girl Farrah was there. And he was like, you fired. I was like, oh.
Well, why did they fire?
Matthew.
Who is out here reproducing. Like, it ain't nobody's business.
Matthew. I was like, oh, that's sad. And now she living like, I mean, her apartment's nice. She live in an apartment in Atlanta, and she got a daughter. She's really cute.
Dang.
She just out here, but she can't sing, so she ain't making no music, that's for sure. Because she can't sing.
Well, she got fired. Benzino got fired from Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. Benny. Yeah.
Benny!
Benzino and Fifi.
I mean, they weren't really... That's I could do without them. That's like, you know what I mean?
That's what everybody said. Everybody was like... because they were talking about on Power 99, Mother Goes, they were talking about how it's because of the fight. And, yeah. You know, everybody's like, well, you know, they didn't really cause the fight. Duh. So, they were like, yeah, but who would you prefer to see on the show? You would prefer to see Stevie and Jocelyn.
I don't care. I don't really care about Stevie.
Yeah, and no, her singing
career. Like, I don't care about Benny either. Because
that
little
hint of it that she gave us was a bit embarrassing.
First of all, she spelled T-T-T-H-I-T-H-I. I was like, what?
But she don't even got no I in her name.
Right, that's why I be spelling like T-H-E-E. And then when it came, it was like T-H-I-T-H-I. I'm like, thigh, thigh. What is that? Thigh, thigh. No, T-T. Cut it out. Yeah, I don't care. Whatever. They married yet?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
I don't care about them.
I don't know. There's something about her I don't like.
That out there?
Yeah, I don't like her. And I don't know why. I think she's going to hurt Benzino in the long run.
Probably. Remember, she was like... take
his money.
She wanted that. When they was talking about, like, the money and stuff and all that.
She was like, I want to own part of hip-hop something. Whatever the magazine's
they
called.
They magazine. Hip-hop
Weekly or something.
I want to... da-da-da-da. Like, why do you want to be part owners? Do you write an article?
Are you an author? Like, journalist?
Do you take a picture? Like, you set up any interview? Like, you could at least be bringing some celebrities in. Like, don't just be like,
yeah, she's like, I want to be part owner. I was like, I don't like her.
You have to at least bring something. Like, schedule an interview and then we'll talk.
Yeah, I don't like Fifi. No Fifi.
No, Titi. I don't really care that they're fired.
But yeah, neither do I.
Mona said,
yeah, bring somebody else on in. Bring home somebody. I don't even know who I would want to see.
I don't know. It'll be people we don't know. Because who was Stevie J? I mean, he been out, but I ain't know him.
Right.
He know Jay-Z and all them, but I ain't never heard of him.
Right.
It'll be like random.
You see, that's what they. I think that you can't be current and have a reality show. I mean, other than Kim Kardashian, like in the black community. But
when they first came out,
looking at them like, listen,
they really
7 years.
That's not that long.
It's not.
But they started from the bottom, well, the middle, because they already had money. But now they are.
I was watching her first interview on AIM when she was talking about her what like she
first
does
ever.
Yeah, they had put on a thing. She was like, they were like, well, would you ever mind reality TV? She was like, it was in 2006 or 2007. She was like, sure. She was like, I wouldn't mind doing a show. She was like, it'll give people an insight.
Sure.
She's like, it'll give people an insight on what I want to do. But then when it first started, she like, where do I look? Over here? Over here? I gotta pull it up for you. God. It's so cute. She's like, wait, where do I look? Over here, over there.
Because she was really new. Now she's just like, hi, I'm da-da-da-da.
She know, like. She know. She was like, wait, am I looking over here or am I looking over here? I'm like.
And she probably looks so different.
She was so cute with her bushy eyebrows. Her Kendall like looks just like her.
She do.
Isn't it scary?
She really do.
Kendall, it was the spitting image of Kim. Mm-hmm. She just taller. Yeah, like if skinny, if she was shorter, they would be twins.
Yeah, Kendall does look like him. Kylie. Speaking of Kylie, what's up with the lips? Now everybody was like, she got lip. I mean, she possibly could have gotten lip injections, but when you put lip liner on, your lips just be like, boom.
Yeah, so that's what Kim said. Kim said it's the lip liner. It's the
lip liner. So like, I don't know. But like, then they'll put like the picture from like a couple years ago, and Kendall didn't have no lips like at all.
Right? Yeah, it looked like this.
Yeah, but in every picture, Kendall was like. So I think she's just like poking her lips out.
Right.
Like I don't know. I mean, I ain't putting it past her that she couldn't have got her lips done.
Can you get that done at 17?
Her.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure Kim, I mean, Chris was probably like, yeah, just go ahead. Like, she probably don't care. But I just think she, because every picture she like, it's just like, make another face. She'll never smile. No, it's always just like, the pouty duck face.
She's a very,
like, she's cute. But yeah, she is.
She's a very different individual.
Yeah.
I like
definitely
her.
Like not like the others, but then Courtney and Chloe Take the Hamptons came on this weekend.
Right? Yeah. How was that? Was talking, and I couldn't hear, so I was like, you know, I'm gonna have to watch this later. So I saw the first one. They were like French.
Oh, yeah.
That's it.
I Mason, turned it off after. Oh my gosh, he's so cute. He was like French. Look, I got a trampoline. French. Like, French and Chloe are really cute, but Courtney is annoying.
She do.
Like, she's so annoying. First, she got mad. First, she got mad because Chloe went to South Africa with French, but she's supposed to be in the Hamptons with her. Mm-hmm. So, she got mad.
This all happened last night?
Yeah.
Oh.
She got mad because they went to South Africa. Mind you, they was only in South Africa. The trip to South Africa was 15 hours, and they only stayed from Friday to Sunday. No. We stayed for a month. Like, 15 hours for 2 days? Not even. No. She was mad at that. Then she was mad because Scott had, he had, like, a club appearance in the city, in New York City. So she was mad because he went. And I'm just like, she was pissed. So pissed that when he came back, security was like, yeah, she said you can't come on the premises. Like, he couldn't even get back in the house. I'm like, yo, Courtney, I mean, I know she's pregnant, so it's like.
She taking it too far.
But really, she was calling him, like, don't come back here. If you want to be out, you can find one of your friends. You can stay with them. I'm just like, yo, she be.
She knows. She does. She's crazy.
Then he trying to get back. He was like, Courtney, I'm outside. She's like, yeah, okay. She's like.
That sounds just right, like Courtney.
Courtney, I'm outside. Like,
she'd be like, yeah.
And she'd just be looking at it like,
okay.
Mm-hmm. And what would you like me to do? Like,
Courtney, she's good she for not. She'd be like,
and what would you like me to? And then she called Kim. And you know Kim is so anti-Scott. She's like, you've been dealing with this for 7 years. You keep saying, you're going to leave. You never do. It's time. It's time to show him that you're serious. It's time to be serious. I'm just like, yo.
Well, what did Court tell Kim?
She's just like, yeah, I'm here. Chloe's in South Africa. Scott's at the club. I'm just here by myself. I'm like, oh my God, Courtney, shut up. The kids are asleep. I'm just like, yo. She just making everything, say everything times. Like, the kids are asleep. Scott's at the club. And then here go Kim. I mean, yeah, I've been on Instagram. There's pictures of Scott at the club with Tyga. They're hanging out. I'm like, yo. It's pictures of him with Tyga. Like, they're at the club. He needs to know. He has children. I'm just like, yo. He has children. They're funny. Like, you know each one of their personalities watching a show. Like, I know exactly who would say what.
I'm like, that show's just like Kim.
Courtney, she's so anti-Scott. Yeah, and then Courtney is blowing it up.
Courtney's over-dramatic, and then she's extra calm.
And then she be calm. Scott, you cannot come in. She's bipolar. I don't want you anywhere near me. Like, she just be blowing
up. Yeah, she be like, I don't want you near me. But she don't be yelling.
She be just talking to you.
I don't want you near anywhere on the premises. I don't want you around the kids. You smell like liquor. Yes.
Call one of your friends and you can stay with them.
And then she just hangs the phone up like...
And then he just be like, what? Like,
he's confused. Listen, if I was him, I would always be confused. Yeah,
this season looks really good, though. Because it's like talking about like Chloe and French. And then like Kim and Chris come visit. And then, yeah. But Courtney is like, I'm like, she was getting on my nerves the whole episode.
No, she gets on my nerves, period.
Then she wouldn't answer, like, Chloe was calling her from South Africa and stuff, like, trying FaceTime. And she kept, like, ignoring the call. I'm like, yo.
She got alive, too.
She's so mad. Because she wanted Courtney, I mean, she wanted Chloe to just come to the Hamptons and just, like, be with them. But I'm like.
You got Scott.
She don't want to stay here. She's like. That's what Chloe said. She was like, this is a perfect place for Court. Because she likes that, like, little town, little city. And she was like, I don't want to be here, like, 24-7. Like, because the Hamptons is, like, real relaxed.
No,
like,
yeah, it is.
It's rich not New York relaxed. City. Yeah, if you want to go to the city, you go to New York City. But if you want to just chill and, like, have a calm, like, you know, evening.
No, yeah, Courtney should move to the Hamptons.
That's what I'm saying. Like, she loves that type of, like, relaxed type of life. Chloe don't want to do that. She want to be clubbing with her man. Like,
yeah, Chloe.
They was at the freaking South African MTV Awards. Like, it was popping. It was popping.
They are cute. I'm mad they broke up.
Yeah, it was popping. But French was like, she'll always be my BB. I was like, oh.
They were cute together. Chloe, I think she just...
She still won Lamar, yeah. That's
I don't know why.
Because it's such... It was so weird how they, like, got divorced, quote-unquote, whatever. It wasn't, like, a face-to-face. It was, like, on the phone, through text, like...
Lamar's weird. No, why would you want to be with him?
She don't have no closure with that. That's why she can't... Because French is like, I like them together.
I do cute. Too. Like, when I saw them interacting at the beginning, I thought...
Yeah, it was cute.
Coco, are you about to leave?
And she was like, you're leaving? He was like, yeah. And then they went into the bus and Courtney all...
Well, you saw her on the trampoline. She like, she I'm was like...
I'm like, yo, mind your business, dog. You got kids over there.
Listen.
Why you looking at them?
I think, see, like, she... Courtney likes being a mom, but she missed her sisters. She's the one with like all the kids.
Like,
and she does everything herself. Where Kim has
Kim, exactly. Courtney is real like hands on. I ain't never seen Kim on the floor. You know what I mean? Like, Courtney is like a mom, and Kim is like a glam mom. Like,
yeah,
she be with North obviously, but it's like it's more like, I mean, she let North be on the plane with the nanny. I don't think Courtney would ever do that. Like, she would be with
them. Yeah, I love Sierra and Future. I love them.
Like, best friends.
Yeah.
They're, like, best
They're
friends.
They're cute.
Like, that's how it should be.
I was telling my mom the other day, because I had went on this interview for this job, and I would have to go back and forth to the Netherlands. My mom was like, well, what would you do with Ro? He's coming with me.
My mom was like,
you cannot take that child to no. Yes, I am. Like,
he's going to have this weird accent. Where are you from?
He would be coming with me.
What are you going to do with Ro? Just leave him, you know.
Yeah, I'm just going to leave you behind. But no, I think that's so cute. She's always with her dad and she's always with her son. That's how it should be. You would think that Kim would want that because she's like, she really wants, like, that mother-daughter relationship, yeah, but it's,
she's
like...
She's the nicest one to Chris.
Right, but, like, she it's don't... Weird.
But she still want to be out here.
Yeah, but she's not even a clubber. She just likes to be in everything.
Yeah.
I don't know. She's weird.
It is weird. But Courtney is real, like...
Like, she's hands-on, and I think Chloe would be the same way, too. Mm-hmm. I would love to see when she, how she.
Like, I want Chloe to have kids.
Yeah, as soon as she finds somebody. I thought her and French were going to be it.
They would have cute kids.
Lamar, I don't want her to go back to him. He's a fool. I don't even know what's wrong with him. Yeah,
he's weird.
And he hasn't even always been weird. It was just like that whole, that last year, it was just like, what is wrong with him? Or maybe
he was always weird. But we just never noticed. Under wraps. Like, I don't know.
But, I mean, she had... fine. Yeah, but we saw him on the show. We saw him on Chloe and Lamar. He's never been weird like that. And then all of a sudden, he just started doing drugs. Right, Lammy.
They were in love. She's probably just so sad.
I think she's really heartbroken. And then he never faced her like a man. So, right, she doesn't have her closure.
That's what I'm saying. She don't have no closure. Everything was like over the phone or text messages. And when they talk, he'd be like, yeah, all right, I'm going to get back.
Like, talk!
He'd be like, yeah, I just need to, I'm like.
And then it was like you were really, really rooting for them because they only knew each other for not 4 days before they got married, basically.
And they was together. They was married for like.
4 years.
They get married 2009.
Yeah. That's long. That's good. Right. That was longer than what I thought.
It was, because that's nothing.
And I mean, like, it's kind of, you know how you say, when you just know, you know. Mm-hmm. And I mean, she's still in love with him. So, I mean, kind of. It did kind of still. It's not like she hates his guts. Like, I mean.
And you don't hear about him being with nobody.
Right. Because he's weird. Don't nobody want to be associated with him. He's a bad PR representative.
Nobody. Oh, Lamar. Like, what are you supposed to say good about him?
Right.
He's an excellent.
See, that's the thing. When you in that Hollywood scene and you're part of a scandal, your name.
You got to clean it up. Yeah, but right. I don't know how to clean that up.
And he's not helping the situation because it's not like we're talking about anything else because he's not doing anything.
Right.
Else.
You ain't playing basketball. Like, what are you doing with yourself? Do something.
He's in hiding.
Oh my goodness. Do something with yourself. But I don't think Chloe should give it. I don't know.
Yeah, no.
Maybe if he goes to a treatment center.
Well, he should have been doing it.
Or goes to.
What has he been doing all this time?
Some type of rehab. Like, I don't know.
Well, what has he been doing all this time? Is my question. We haven't seen him, but you will hope that he's out there getting his life together.
Mm-hmm. He ain't doing
nothing. Well, anyway.
Get back with French. I like
him. Yeah.
She'll help you get over that Lamar situation. Because we don't like him.
Yeah, no. We did like Lammy, but it's time to hit it.
Yeah, I don't like
Lammy. It's time to hit it. But anyway, the Duggars have a new child.
It's too much.
Listen, I was reading. Jessa got married. What's her boo's name, y'all know?
Ben.
He's 19. She's 21.
Yeah.
And they didn't kiss at the wedding. No. Why wouldn't you kiss your husband? Instead, they had Michelle and what's his name?
Jim Bob
kiss. And they're going to say, now you've seen a Duggar kiss.
Like, huh? They just showed Jill's wedding last week. I watched that. Because they're only, they ain't going to show Jessa wedding.
How'd they kiss? Did they? Like, was it like that one you showed?
No. But it was like, she jumped. Like, not jumped, but like, they was ready to kiss. Like, you can tell, like, they wanted to kiss. They kissed the whole time they've been together. She was like. But then he like dipped her. So you couldn't really see. But you can tell that they was like kissing. Then at the reception, they was eating the cake. And he had like frosting on his hand. She all. I'm like, yeah. That's why she pregnant already. 2 months after they got married, she pregnant. Because it was being nasty. Because they had all that built up sexual energy. I'm just like, why didn't y'all kiss? We wanted to do it in the privacy of our. Like, why?
That's
y'all married. Y'all married. Like, who cares anymore? But Jill and Derek, they ain't care. Because she was looking frosting off his fingers right at the reception. And what are people going to say? Like, that's your husband. Who cares?
Jessa, the one that just got married, she wants more than 19 kids. Mm-hmm. She said she probably adopted most of them. But she wants more than 19.
Their family is going to be ridiculous. It's only 2 married. They still got, 3 married. They still got 16 more siblings. Because Josh married now, Jill married now, Jessa married. I'm sure Josh's wife about to be pregnant with number 4.
That's 28. First of all, that's 28 spouses. Plus your kids. That's too much for me.
Like, that's ridiculous.
Where y'all having Thanksgiving?
Right. That's too... I'm sorry.
The local convention center. Because...
No, yeah.
Who house is... Who house can y'all go to?
How can... Even, like, Jill had 3,000 people at her wedding. Jessa had 1,000. Yeah.
Why are all those people invited?
Like, that's so many people. Like, granted, they don't have, like, a formal reception. They just have, like, ice cream or something. So, you don't really got to pay for meals.
Why is 3,000 people like, coming to your wedding?
Why is it so many people? And then, because Jill was like, you know, so many people have helped us along the way. And by the way, they invited, like, their whole church and their church's friends, the friends of the church. I'm like, no. I'm sure they didn't know all those people that was at the wedding.
They couldn't. Like, even when they said that 1,000 people went to this wedding, I was like, you don't know too much. All those
people. Like, stop.
If I don't know you, you're not getting an invitation.
No, I'm not. Just because we friends on, like, Instagram. Like, huh?
I don't even know if I'm doing a plus one. If I don't know your spouse, then we ain't that cool. Like, right?
I don't know. That's just a lot of people.
You know, yeah.
I'm like, 50 for the bride, 50 for the groom.
Right, yeah. Like, and then we gonna have to do some cutting, but like, I'm not having 1,000 people. I think even 300 people is a lot.
No, I like when it's like, no, it's too much when it's like,
10 bridesmaids, 10,
like, why is it so... I don't really like large behind wedding right. parties.
That's too much. Your picture be like a yearbook. Yeah, it'd be like a class photo.
I like
soda.
It when it's like 5 and 5 or something like a nice...
No,
like,
right. The total should be like 10.
Yeah, for both sides.
Right.
Like, I don't like big behind wedding parties. I don't know. But that is ridiculous. I mean, like, their weddings are nice because Jill's wedding, like, it was a nice wedding. But it was just too many people.
No, I'm sorry. Yeah, no. Because honestly, and I'm sure I think people were just like coming, oh, you're going to the Duggar wedding?
Yes, like,
it's like not it even like they genuinely care. So if kinda you don't like genuinely care to see me tie tonight, not, then you don't need to be there.
Like, they have nice weddings. I'm sure we'll be hearing Justice pregnant by, like, January.
Oh, yeah.
Like, and then they're going to show her engagement, I think. It comes on Tuesday. Yeah, tonight. I think they're going to show her engagement tonight. Because as soon as Jill got married, Jessa got engaged, mm-hmm. like, the next week. I'm just like, this is crazy.
Why do you want to be married at 21? Why does he want to be married at 19?
Mm-hmm.
Listen.
Like, they're a cute couple. But that's how they do it. Like, they're real devout Christian. They get married at, like, 18.
I don't even know. You don't even know what you want to do with the rest of your life.
And he younger?
Yeah, 2 years younger.
Who knows what he wants to do?
When I was at my friend's house this weekend. Well, we went to a Christian school, so like our whole 8th grade class is like married. Like, no lie. So one of the girls got engaged like 2 weeks ago. Her Facebook status goes, I'm looking forward to spending the rest of my life with you. The past 16 months have been amazing.
16. So, year. Okay.
Right.
No need to say 16
months. Right. You only knew him for 16 months? Like, what? That's not enough time.
Like, once I get to my 5 years, then I'll be like, But right. I ain't there yet. We still at the 3.5, so we still got a little more time to still, you know. I think we're 24. So once you hit that 5-year mark, then it's like,
oh. Right.
But still, like, 16 months?
That's not enough time. A year?
Nah.
That's not even enough time for him to screw up. Or you to
that's
screw
what I'm saying.
Up.
Something like real big to happen where you like really see how y'all like get it together to come back. Like, and to have that happen when y'all married, that's not good. Like the first
right,
because
then because then you're gonna be like, I'm out of here.
Yeah, and you don't.
And it's gonna be divorced.
You don't know how he acts when he's really really upset, and he don't know how you act. Like, you got to see the real angry like. Nasty side of somebody before y'all get married. Like, you got to see how they act when they really, really mad. Because I don't want to see that for the first time when you my husband. I'm going to be like, what?
You going to be like, who is this? Right? That's weird.
I think, like, 4-5 years.
Yeah. 4 or 5 years. That's just not enough time for me. Like, honestly, Chloe wasn't enough time. But like,
I mean, it does differ from like different people, I guess.
What can you possibly go through in 16 months? Because to me, you're still in the honeymoon stages. Right, y'all, everything is right. Everything's still all lovey dovey. Mm-hmm. You're gently. You're like, it's like you're walking on eggshells around this person, right? Because you don't really know this person. You wake up earlier to put your makeup on or check to see if you look cute, or you get up earlier to brush your teeth. Like
once you get past like the 2 year mark,
right? Like wherever, right?
We'll see.
I don't know. I cannot just be with somebody for 16 months and then be like, oh, all right. And then but the wedding's in April.
That's like 4 months from now.
Yeah. Right. Everything's very abrupt.
Very abrupt. Listen, the daughter's be engaged for like 2 months. She knew, wait.
I think Jill and Derek went together for like 7 months and he proposed, and then Jessa and Ben was together for 11 months. So not even a year. And they married. Like, I guess. It's just very
But
quick.
See, they don't even have anything to go through because like they never spent the night with each other.
Never kiss.
Never had sexual intercourse. You never.
So it's like your friend. Like you're not going. Yeah. I mean, you do argue with your friend, but y'all not around each other 24/7 to be arguing. Like, what are we arguing about?
That's what she was saying on the interview. I watched the interview. The Jill. They were saying what's the best part of being married. She's like being with your best friend all the time. Yeah, because you couldn't do that,
right? Like legit, they had freaking chaperones. Like their
like a chaperone. Yeah, she was like not having chaperones, and the mom's just sitting there smiling. That's very weird.
Like until the minute they got married, they had a chaperone the day of the wedding because Derek's mom has cancer, so they had to call to see like if she was gonna be able to come. And they went into like the hallway, and so since it was just gonna be Jill and Derek, like one of her sisters had to come and chaperone. They was getting married in like an hour and they still had a chaperone.
Like, I'm about to get married and I got a chaperone, like, legit, as soon as they got off the phone with her mom.
So when they
she
go on dates, so what's the chaperone do? Just make sure they don't
kiss or whatever. Like, all they do is hold hands. And when they hug from the side. Like, they don't hug, like, chest to chest. It's like shoulder to shoulder.
I can't.
Like, it's too much. They just be like, oh, I missed you.
Do they kiss on the cheek?
They don't kiss at all.
Well, that's not a kiss.
Like, they don't kiss nothing until they get married. Then they don't kiss on the cheek. All they do is hold hands.
Do they get horny? Can I say that?
I don't know. I would think so. But y'all, I don't know.
They have to. Like, it's no way.
Like, your hormones have to be
especially the guys.
That's weird. Mm-hmm. Anyway, well, congrats, Jessa, with your no kiss way.
Right. I'm sure you'll be pregnant by the beginning of the year, maybe sooner, because y'all never did anything, so you don't know how to control yourself.
Exactly.
That's so why we have so many kids.
So let's talk about Brittany. Wait, what's her last name?
Maynard.
First of all, rest in peace.
Yeah, it's sad. I don't think I'd be able to do that.
What states? First of all, I never even knew that was legal. That's number one.
I only know, like, euthanasia. Like, if you're in a hospital and you want your doctor to, like, kill you, like, euthanize you, they'll give you this medication and a needle, and then you'll die. Like, pass away. That's legal.
Okay, well, if you guys don't know who Brittany is, Brittany is she's 29, she had brain cancer, it was terminal 3, so she was going to die. She had 6 months to live last year, but I mean, obviously she's been living. She hasn't done radiation or chemo because it was just a painful way to die. So in January, she decided that she wanted to die with dignity in Oregon, because they have the Die With Dignity Act, and then they just give you a bunch of pills, and you just pretty much you
kill whenever you're ready.
You swallow. So she made a deal. She was like, "Oh, I'm going to kill myself November 1st because after my husband's birthday, I can spend time with him and you know with the family." But then she changed her mind, and she was like, "Oh, I don't think I want to do it now because I'm having a great time with my family. I don't think it's the right time." But lo and behold, November 1st was her day that she did it. But, like, it was, like, a big controversy. I mean, honestly, because I think people were saying it, like, it's, like, committing suicide. But it's really not because she's going to die anyway.
I don't think it's, like, committing suicide because it's not, like, when you commit suicide, you know.
Death wasn't in your future.
Yeah, you just, like, boom, like, I want to be dead. I don't care. Da-da-da. Like, you weren't going to die.
Yeah, this wasn't, right, yeah. This wasn't an option for her. Yeah, like
she was either going to die that day or die in
a week or whatever. So.
Yeah, like if you commit suicide, like you could still live if you want. You have the choice.
Listen, she was.
But I don't think I would want to. I mean, I don't know.
She was saying how, like, I forget when she had, like, that really her worst seizure.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Who wants to keep doing. Who wants to keep going through that? Yeah. Like, don't nobody want to go through that.
But why did, well, she was terminal, so I understand why she didn't want to do chemo or radiation, because it's like a waste of time.
Well, no, it's a waste of time because she was going to die regardless. Like, they didn't have any type of way. It wasn't like a, I think it went away.
She got it. She had surgery to get one of the tumors removed. But then
it came back 2 months later, and it was like full throttle. Like, it wasn't
no stopping. And she had gained all this weight. Like, if you look at pictures from her from, like, right before, like, she was, like, big. But she was skinny for real. But she had gained all this weight from, like, you know, not being on none of the medication. Because she just was sick. I don't know. It's legal. You can do it in Montana, New Mexico, Vermont, Washington, and Oregon. So all those only states five. Over there. Yeah. That's why she went to Oregon. Because I forget where she's from. She's not from Oregon.
Right, yeah. And I know she moved with her family. Yeah. Her step-grandpa. Yeah.
And her mom and her husband.
And she wants him to, like, remarry and stuff and have kids and stuff. She was young.
29. Like, he 43.
Oh, no.
I don't know about the kids, like.
That's sad. No, that's sad. Honestly, she's brave to me. I mean, she didn't want to die. People that commit suicide, they want to die. They don't want to be here anymore. And she really wanted to be here, but it's like, why do you want to go through all that pain?
Why suffer?
Yeah, and why should you make your family go through all that pain? Like,
I would be scared to, like, take them, though. Like,
right, yeah,
it ain't like you popping a Motrin, like you're not coming back once you take them.
It's like you put it in your mouth and you have one last blink and then you swallow it.
And how long do it take? Yeah, I'm sure it ain't instant. Like you just be sitting there like, am I going to die now? Am I going to die now? Like, I don't know. Like, that's why I would be scared because it's like, when is it going to happen?
Then is your family there too?
Right, everybody just like, like, what the heck?
See you later? Like, what do you say?
Yeah, they's trying to, well, they have, like, the Brittany Maynard Fund so people can, like, donate and get the word out to pass it in other states. They're trying to get it passed in, like, California and, like.
I think it's great. People that, like, my aunt, she had cancer. She died, like, 3 years ago. On her, she looked awful. Like, awful. Cancer is terrible. Like, I don't know. I would never want to see anybody that I love go through something like that. Like, my mom would send me pictures of her because I was at school. My mom would send me pictures and it would just be like, who is that? Like, it looked like a skeleton. It's awful. Like, why should anybody have to go through that? And I just don't think that was fair. She's brave to me. I mean,
she
is
so young.
Right, yeah.
And I just feel sad because she was so young.
But, I mean, at least you know she's happy because at the end of the day, she died how she wanted to.
Yeah, like, it was her choice. No, but it's not like she died, like, from chemo or something.
Right,
like,
yeah. She was going to die regardless, and she picked the day that she wanted to go. Mm. It just sucks. It really does. God, why do we always gotta end on a sad note? I know. I'm all. We all like, see? Yeah, it just sucks. That's All right, guys. Well, that was all the yapping that we have for today.
We'll end on a happy note next week.
Yeah, let's try to remember it. Right? Yeah, no. Seriously. Everything,
the last thing's always like, okay.
Right, yeah.
Until next time.
Right, until next week. All right, kitties. Well, have a great week. Have a great Wednesday. And we shall see you next Tuesday. Toodaloo.